I want to thank you for joining us for Believers in Business this afternoon. My name is Ron Taylor. Always a delight to be here as your host, and when we welcome great guests and great friends like today, it's always just a more valued opportunity. We want to welcome our good friends Patrick Smith and Daniel Smith here to talk with us today. Patrick, of course, has been in the financial services industry for some 42 years now. For the last 28 of those years, he served right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area as president and senior advisor for his independent advisory firm, Baring Financial. In addition, he recently founded WealthAwareness.com. Guys, welcome back.
Thanks, Ron. It's good to be here.
You know, on today's program, we're going to be talking about financial strategies to minimize taxes and maximize benefits in retirement. And we'll discuss what you can do right now and why it is so very critical to take action today in order to experience the life you want in retirement. Now, before we get into this, we want to briefly mention the Wealth Awareness Workshops. So, Daniel, take a moment and tell us about those.
Yeah, Ron, well, as you know, we teach people how money works. That's what these educational workshops are about, and we're having them every month, and from one month to the next, we'll be teaching on different wealth awareness topics. For instance, the power of zero, getting to the 0% tax bracket in retirement, like what we're talking about today, minimizing taxes and maximizing benefits in retirement. Much of what we talk about will include many of the defining moments in understanding money that everyone needs to know. Some examples of that would be understanding velocity of money, which is keeping your money moving forward, and how to maintain that and not have it be stagnant. That includes retaining as much liquidity, use, and control of your money as possible, understanding how to do that, and how to avoid a lost opportunity at cost, and how that works. Other things that people need to know and be aware of is the difference between an average rate of return versus actual return, how to understand some of these things. So a lot of good stuff. And what we'll be discussing today, for instance, we'll hit the high points and have an overview of the material, but people will get a more comprehensive education at a workshop. They'll have a clearer picture of their personal economics as a result. So we want to help people gain a better understanding of their money, because our experience is that that's what's missing in most people's financial planning today. And that's the good news that people need.
Yeah.
So seating for each workshop is limited, so we do need people to register. But just like with our one-on-one money work sessions, there's no cost, there's no obligation, there's no high-pressure sales pitch. We want to create a safe environment for people to gain knowledge that will aid in their financial decision-making process.
And that's the good news about going into making the phone call at 817-571-2626. And of course, when you log on to wealthawareness.com, you can register for that next Wealth Awareness Workshop, as well as schedule a Money Work session. That's going to be the chance for you to sit down with Patrick Smith and get your questions answered, learn more about what we'll talk about today, meet face-to-face with the Smith family. There's no cost, no obligation, no product sales pitch waiting on you. It is the beginning of what they like to call the wealth awareness process of learning how your money works. 817-571-2626 and online at wealthawareness.com. Patrick, it's good to have you along here, brother. Let's take a few minutes and talk to you about why these two things are important to plan for: minimizing taxes and maximizing benefits in retirement. Welcome, Patrick.
Thank you, Ron. It's a pleasure to be back on air with you. Well, without proper planning, people can have severe unintended consequences and experience the opposite of the two things in their retirement that we're talking about today. We're talking about minimizing taxes and maximizing benefits. Mm-hmm. And if they don't plan properly, they're going to actually experience the opposite.
Right.
They're going to experience maximum taxes and minimum benefits. Mm-hmm. Why? Well, inaccurate or incomplete thinking is caused by two things. First, false assumptions based on traditional financial thinking, which lead people to an inaccurate conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
And then second, just a complete lack of awareness, not being aware of problems that come from those false assumptions, and therefore not being aware of how to find the solutions. It's extremely difficult, Ron, to help people arrive at the correct solution if they begin with the wrong premise.
That's true.
We always like to use the example of travel, because it's been said that people take more time every year to plan their vacations than they do their finances. sadly, it's true. But when you go to make a plan for a trip, what's the thing you need to know first? Most people, when you ask them that question, they say, well, and I need to know where I'm going.
That's a good start.
But the truth is, no, you need to know where you are.
Where you are.
Because when you go online, for instance, to book a airplane flight,
yeah,
the first window that you fill out is, where are you flying from?
That's right.
Of course, as a result, if people don't know where they are, how can they know where they're going to go? And I've had that experience many times in the last year or so since we've been doing the program. People come into my office and that's the first thing they say. They say, we listened to you on the radio and we figured out we don't know where we are. So false assumption number one is I'm probably going to retire in a lower tax bracket. And where this comes from is all the way back to when defined benefit pension plans were created in the 30s and 40s, and they extended all the way through to the early 80s. Well, these plans told people exactly how much money they were going to retire with. And when you took that figure and their Social Security, it worked out to they were going to be retiring with half to two-thirds of what they were making when they were working. So one day they're making their full salary, the next day they retire, and they're living on half to two-thirds of that. So the assumption was you're making less money, so you're going to be paying less taxes. Mm. And of course, what happened was in the middle to late 80s, Mr. Reagan, being very tax conscious, brought our tax brackets to the lowest they'd ever been, 28%. But at the same time, they took away all of our tax deductions except for our mortgage deduction. Now our taxes are at about 44%, the highest brackets at about 44%. If you add the Obamacare tax, it's almost 50.
Oh my.
And then if you live in a state that has state income tax, it gets close to or over 60% for some people. So the reality is when you retire, you're not going to retire to a lower tax bracket. In fact, you're probably in the lowest tax bracket you're going to be in today. Mm-hmm. And then false assumption number two is my retirement account is mine. That's only partially true. See, when you ask people today, okay, how much do you have in your IRA or in your 401k, in your retirement plan? What they're going to tell you is they're going to have looked at the statement and let's say they've got $100,000 in their statement. And so when you ask them, they say, well, I've got $100,000.
Not really.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
They don't have $100,000 because they're not even considering the taxes that they're going to pay on that money. And so the important question that they need to ask is whose future are retirement plans designed for? Are they for you, your future, or are they for the government's future?
Interesting.
So, I mean, it begs another question. Who designed all the retirement plans that we all participate in? The government did. The 401k, the 403b, the IRA, those are all tax revenue code numbers for retirement plans.
Right.
The most important question is, what is the main purpose, if not the primary purpose, for tax deferral? Is it for the citizens' benefit to have retirement? Yes. And to take the pressure off the Social Security system. But more important, it was designed to create guaranteed revenue for the federal government.
For the government, yeah.
They know exactly how much is in retirement plans in 2005. With the tax law that was passed in 2005, there was a part of that law that said every retirement plan custodian on December 31st every year has to report to the Internal Revenue Service the balance of each retiree's account. So the government knows there's $19 trillion in retirement accounts total. There's $16 trillion in 401ks, and the other $3 trillion is in IRAs and all the other alphabet soup of retirement accounts.
Sure, yeah.
So the government knows exactly how much money is in qualified plans, and they're planning their budgets accordingly.
Right.
In fact, it's been recommended by Mr. Obama twice since he's been president that those plans be nationalized, which means make it mandatory for everybody to invest in government bonds.
Right. And get their hands into your retirement structure, basically.
Right. And it just so happens that the national debt is $17, $18 trillion, and there's $19 trillion in retirement plans. So there's some really provocative thinking that needs to be considered when it comes to retirement planning.
Certainly does. And visiting with our good friend Patrick Smith, and it's always an education for us whenever Patrick and Daniel Smith with Baring Financial are here on the show, and we're always learning so much. We'll invite you to go to the website. This is where you're going to be able to have access to all the information that we're discussing today on the program, and you can go about the website at wealthawareness.com, wealthawareness.com. There you'll find a phone number to call. I'll give it to you now as well. It's 817-571-2626, 817-571-2626. You call that number, a delightful lady named Ashley Smith will answer the phone call and begin to get some information from you. You'll begin to register for the next Wealth Awareness Workshop. All those details are online for you, but you can also call that number and schedule a MoneyWorks session. And this is where you can get all your questions answered and learn more about what we're discussing today. This is where you can take your financial information, sit down with Patrick Smith at a no cost, no obligation, sit-down meeting with Patrick in a personal, very private, very respectful structure for you to talk about your financial matters. There's no product sales pitch that's going to be presented to you, and you're just going to come away, if anything, very, very well informed about what's going on. The beginning of a process that we like to refer to as the wealth awareness process of learning how your money works. Well, today's conversation is all about minimizing taxes and maximizing benefits for retirement. You know, we're getting a better understanding of some of the false assumptions and traditional thinking about money that can really hinder these goals. And with this better understanding of the problems, you know, then we're better equipped to, you know, find and apply the right solutions. Number one, assuming that we will retire to a lower tax bracket. And number two, assuming that the value in our retirement account is 100% ours. Now, there's one more false assumption made by many people in their retirement planning that we're going to highlight right now. And Daniel, I want you to tell us about the false assumption number three, if you will.
You got it. False assumption number three is retirement equals Social Security. So in other words, many people do not plan for when to take Social Security or how. They assume, oh, I'll just start taking Social Security whenever I retire.
Yeah.
And that's all the thought they put into it. But people need to know that there are ways to maximize their Social Security benefits and how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
There are strategies that could possibly save you thousands of dollars in lost benefits. Mm-hmm. Many are not aware that there could be hundreds of possible calculations of potential benefits to choose from simply by implementing a few little-known claiming strategies. But you need to be able to choose the best claiming strategy for you and your family and your situation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more than just a do I take it early or not decision.
Right.
I mean, this could impact the benefit check that you have for years to come. And by law, the Social Security Administration is not allowed to advise people on how to strategize to get the most advantage on their benefit choices.
Now, Daniel, that bears repeating. By law, as you say, the Social Security Administration is not allowed to advise people on how to strategize to get the most or the maximum advantage of their benefit choices. You can't call a number and say, hey, help me out here. How can I get the best, bang for the buck here? Interesting information. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we want to educate people on how Social Security benefits are calculated and the best time to apply for those benefits. And if you're married, you need to know your options on how to coordinate benefits with your spouse. If you're not married, you need to know what options you have if you maybe were married in the past. There's different things. There's a lot of things to look at and be aware of. And that's something that will be covered at some point with our workshops. But let's look at one example scenario of how strategizing for Social Security can make a difference. And then after that, we're going to take some time to talk about something that's very important that has a huge impact on Social Security income, and many, many people are completely unaware of it.
Okay.
So first, we'll look at our example scenario. We'll just call this couple John and Jane Doe. So this is a real scenario, but for protection purposes, you know, John sure. and Jane Doe.
John and Jane Doe have been around a long time. We've referred to them many, many times, so they're used to it. They're used to it. Go ahead,
Daniel. So Jane filed for her benefits at age 62, and she's currently collecting $1,230 a month. Okay. John is 66 years old, and he has not filed for benefits yet. And John's considering the following: either filing at age 66 with a benefit amount of $1,800 a month, or waiting to file until he's age 70 and get his full benefit of $2,376 a month.
Wow.
So the question is, or their question was, you know, do we go ahead and collect now to receive more payments of a lesser amount, or do we wait and collect later to receive fewer payments of a greater amount? Because there's a four-year window there. So they decided they were going to wait until John's age 70 to receive maximum payment. So you go, okay, well, they wait and they go without benefits for 4 years, but then they get an extra $600 a month. So it sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good.
Now, when they were making their determination, they were looking at their Social Security statement that they get in the mail or you get online these days, and it shows their estimated benefits. Well, the reality is that the Social Security statement is an extremely limited view of what the Social Security can provide for you. It gives you your estimated benefit for just three dates in time: age 62, age 66, or whatever your full retirement is. If you're younger, the full retirement might be later, and then age 70. Mm-hmm. So there's limited information about your own benefits and very little information on spousal benefit choices. So the spousal benefit choices were the piece that was missing from the equation when they made their decision. So in this scenario, the recommendation is to them, yes, we agree with you. Wait until 70 to take John's benefit because you've already determined that you can afford that. But John's strategy was he was going to wait to collect nothing for 4 years from age 66 to 70 and then start collecting his $2,376
right.
a month.
Mm-hmm.
What he was missing, you can still collect that $2,376 a month at age 70, but we can get you $820 a month starting right now.
And that's why I like you, Daniel. That's why I like you. Go ahead.
We help you find money. That's right. This is by using the spousal benefits that are available to you,
right,
at $820 a month. And see, that's the difference there. That was the missing piece. And that difference adds up to almost $40,000 over the next 4 years.
Interesting.
Wow. That's a significant chunk of change that could have been left on the table. So this is the kind of detailed strategizing that we can help people with one-on-one. And we cover much more of these choices and strategies in one of our wealth awareness workshops.
Absolutely. It does. You know, that's just one more reason to take advantage of those educational workshops, folks, and to schedule a personal money work session. I can't really encourage you enough to do something like this because, you know, all of our financial structures are all different. They're as unique as we are ourselves. You know, and so to schedule a money work session and everything, to sit down with Patrick Smith and Daniel Smith, is just a wonderful thing to do, and it's really going to benefit you. A moment ago, we mentioned that you have something very important to talk about because it can have a huge impact on Social Security income and that many people are not even aware of it. Patrick, let's bring you in on this one because you've got some information that's really going to be a shocker to a lot of people. Tell us about it.
Well, that's right, Ron. Remember, we were just talking about minimizing taxes and maximizing benefits for retirement.
Right.
So let's say you took advantage of the information we just covered and you strategized to get your maximum benefits from Social Security, but then you kind of just stop there.
Mm-hmm.
And what's been happening with Daniel and I, as people have been coming to see us, is we're discovering that they're not aware, in all probability, their Social Security is probably going to be taxed.
Right.
And we've just almost been in shock at how many people come to see us that don't have a clue that's going to happen. So with that being the case, that's one of the most important reasons we're going to continue to focus on and teach them about the power of zero and how to get to that zero tax bracket to try to avoid their Social Security being taxed.
Right.
You know, it's important to mention that if you're strategizing to maximize Social Security, because that's virtually all the retirement you will have, then you don't need to worry about being taxed on the Social Security, because sure, there are people that, you know, that is going to be their own their only retirement.
Only retirement. But Patrick, the point is, in this conversation, is there are things that we are unaware of as consumers, as recipients, that we need to be aware of now that's going to affect things down the line for us. And I can't really encourage our listeners enough to make the phone call to Baring Financial, 817-571-2626. That number is on the website when you log on to wealthawareness.com. By the way, wealthawareness.com, 817-571-2626. Register for the next Wealth Awareness Workshop, and all the details are online for you that we're talking about today here, but in much more detail. Also, call that number and schedule the free Money Works session. This is where you get all your questions answered by sitting down with Patrick Smith and discussing what we're talking about today, meeting face-to-face with the Smith family. No cost, no obligation, no product sales pitch that's going to be waiting on you at the end. Nothing that's going to surprise you. It's the beginning of a process that they like to call the Wealth Awareness Process of learning how your money works. If you were to be asked the question, hey, how does your money work? Could you answer that question? And that's certainly why we want to get you involved. We're talking about minimizing taxes and maximizing benefits for retirement today here on Believers in Business. And Patrick, you know, now that we understand some of the false assumptions about retirement, we're also now aware of the problems that those assumptions create. And we've touched on some of the solutions available, but there's still more to learn. Let's take a quick moment now and talk about the power of zero and how that strategy can transform our retirement.
Yes, Ron, the power of zero strategy transforms retirement by empowering people to plan for a 0% tax bracket at retirement. And I know that sounds strange,
mm-hmm.
And there are probably some listeners are going, I don't see how you do that. But at retirement, there's three buckets of money that are available, but most people are only aware of two of them. The first bucket is taxable money. The second bucket is tax-deferred money. And the third bucket is tax-free. Well, most people are aware of taxable money and tax-deferred. For an overview of how to get to the 0% tax bracket for retirement, we use a general example. But the ideal figures we refer to are different for each individual because they're each individual situation is different. And that's something that we calculate on a case-by-case basis individually when we meet with someone personally. In our example, I will use a 50-year-old couple that make $100,000 a year. 10% goes into their 401k with little or no match. They have $500,000 in 401ks or IRAs. They're spending $2,000 a year on term life insurance, and they're spending $4,000 a year on long-term care insurance. Now, the first bucket is taxable bucket. What's in the taxable bucket is cash, savings, mutual funds, bonds, stocks, any asset that creates a 1099,
okay,
you know, that they get at the end of the year, tell them that they've got taxes due on that. The ideal amount to have in the taxable bucket is 6 months of expenses. Any amount over that needs to be moved to the tax-free bucket.
Okay.
Bucket number two is tax deferred. Well, everybody's familiar with that. That's their pensions, their 401k, their IRAs, their SIPs, you know, the alphabet soup of qualified retirement plans and some non-qualified annuities.
Right.
The ideal amount to have in that bucket is no more than $500,000, because RMDs can on $500,000 or required minimum distributions can be offset by standard deductions, thereby making those distributions not taxable.
Okay.
We teach people how to do that. We need to create a strategic plan for moving any amount over that ideal amount into the tax-free bucket. And that takes some real planning.
Sure.
The third bucket is tax-free bucket. Well, tax-free bucket consists of Roth IRAs, Roth conversions, an unknown tax-free product called a LRP. And the ideal amount is unlimited, no taxes, no contribution limits, no income restrictions, no mandatory minimum distributions, no legislative risk. In other words, it's not going to be changed by the government.
Right.
And at the end, it will leave a tax-free legacy to the family. Mm. So with this huge tax tsunami that's coming at us because of the changing demographics, it's more crucial than ever to get a calculated strategy for creating a 0% tax bracket.
Now, Patrick, a moment ago, you mentioned that those ideal figures are different for every person, and therefore you calculate those on a case-by-case basis. How is this done when a client sits down and meets with you?
Well, Ron, we have a comprehensive software program that we use to perform the customized calculations. Mm-hmm. And these are specific to each client's retirement variables. And this way, we're able to create a personalized strategy for the 0% tax brackets designed to fit their specific set of financial circumstances.
I see, yeah.
And included in that process, once we have run the numbers, we'll show them side by side before and after comparisons of their retirement as it is now versus how it will be if taxes double, and then how it would be if they're in a 0% tax strategy that taxes wouldn't have any effect on.
Right. Very good point. Patrick, our time always runs short when you're here. Thank you, my brother, for all that you do for our listeners and for all that you do for your clients. It's great and incredible information. Always good to have you on the show, Patrick. Thank you.
Thanks, Ron.
I want to encourage you to go to wealthawareness.com. This is where it all comes down to. And it's as you make the choice to go to that website, wealthawareness.com, the phone number to call, and it's on the website, by the way, 817-571-2626. Make that call. Let Ashley start to get the information that she needs to gather from you and get the ball started on scheduling that Money Works session. And also register for the next Wealth Awareness Workshop. All the details waiting on you there at wealthawareness.com. The Money Works session, getting your questions answered, learning about what we're talking about today in detail, meeting with Patrick Smith. There's no cost. There's no obligation. It's the beginning of the wealth awareness process of learning how your money works. For Patrick Smith and Daniel Smith, I'm Ron Taylor. This is Believers in Business.